You could smell it right away. Something like peppermint, only not nice. Some smell underneath it, making the one on top even worse, that cabbagey smell. Made your stomach turn over, but I was almost too excited to notice. I was younger then, okay? I got down on my stomach, wormed my way in. Sarge has got me by the calves, and when I'm just a little way inside the shed, he says, "That's far enough, Phil. If you can grab some, grab away. If you can't, get out." There were all kinds that had turned white, and I got about a dozen of those. They were smooth and soft, but in a bad way. Made me think how tomatoes get when they've gone rotten under the skin. A little farther away, there was a couple that were still black. I stretched out and got a hold of them. Only the very second I touched them, they turned white like the others. There was this very faint stinging sensation in my fingertips. Got a stronger whiff of peppermint, and I heard a sound. Think I did, anyway. A kind of sigh, like the sound a soda can makes when you break the seal on the pop-top. I started wiggling out, and at first I was doing all right, but then I... Something about the feel of those things in my hands, all sleek and smooth like they were. For a few seconds, I couldn't go on. It was like I was feeling it all over again, but the kid was looking at me, and I knew he wouldn't let it go, not for love or money, so I pushed ahead, now just wanting to get it over with. I panicked, okay? Started to push backward with my elbows and kick with my feet. Summer, me in short sleeves. One of my elbows kind of winged out and touched one of the black leaves, and it hissed. Like, I don't know what, just hissed, you know? And sent up a puff of that peppermint cabbage stink. Turned white. Like me touching it had given it frostbite and killed it. Thought of that later. Right then, I didn't think about anything except getting the righteous fuck out of there. Excuse me, Shirley. Not at all, Shirley said, and patted my arm. Good girl. Always was. Better in dispatch than Babicki, by a country mile, and a whole lot easier on the eyes. I put my hand over hers and gave a little squeeze. And then I went on, and it was easier than I thought it would be. Funny how things come back when you talk about them, how they get clearer and clearer as you go along. I looked up at that old Buick, and even though it was in the middle of the shed, had to be 12 feet away from me easy, all at once it seemed a lot closer than that. Big as Mount Everest, shiny as the side of a diamond. I got the idea that the headlights were eyes, and the eyes were looking at me. And I could hear it whispering. Don't look so surprised, kid. We've all heard it whispering. No idea what it's saying, if it's really saying anything, but sure, I could hear it. Only inside my head, going from the inside out, like telepathy. Might have been imagination, but I don't think so. All of a sudden, it was like I was 6 again, scared of the thing under my bed. It meant to take me away, I was sure of it. Take me to wherever it had taken Ennis. So I panicked. I yelled, pull me, hurry up, and they sure did, the Sarge and some other guy.
The other guy was me, Sandy said. You scared the living crap out of us, Phil. You seemed all right at first, and then you started to yell and twist and buck. I sort of expected to see you bleeding somewhere, turning blue in the face. But all you had was, well...
And he made a little gesture at me to go on. I had the leaves, what was left of them anyway. When I freaked out, I must have made fists, okay? Clenched down on them. And once I was back outside, I realized my hands were all wet. People were yelling, "Are you all right? And what happened in there, Phil?" Me up on my knees with most of my shirt around my neck and a damn floor burn on my gut from being dragged, and I'm thinking, my hands are bleeding, that's why they're wet. Then I see this white goo, looked like the kind of paste the teacher gives you in the first grade. It was all that what was left of the leaves. I stopped, thought about it.
And now I'm going to tell you the truth, okay? It didn't look like paste at all. It was like I had 2 fistfuls of warm bulges, and the smell was awful, I don't know why. You could say a little peppermint and cabbage, what's the big deal? And you'd be right. But at the same time, you'd be wrong, because really, that smell was like nothing on earth. Not that I ever smelled before, anyway.